The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Well, I think we should just bring on Paulie, better known as Burt Young.
And they're talking about a movie called Creed.
You know what, though? You better have Paulie in that movie.
If they dump me, it'll be sacrilegious.
I'm from Mario Lopez. Mario, how's it going tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you get a lot of Hollywood hotties getting on you, or what? And you were like a Miley Cyrus. That shit works. You know, I need you.
Yeah. You I haven't known her since she was a little girl. She's real sweet, and, she's grown up.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, she has.
Mr. Gianni Russo played Carlo Rizzi in the original Godfather.
James Caan.
He broke two of your ribs, you say?
With the kicking when I crawled out?
Going
to the fire hydrant?
Mm-hmm.
We want to introduce Mr. Bach Rutten.
How many bouncers did you take out at that one time in Sweden?
There were five of them, so I had every one I dropped, but they were just coming back up, you know? So,
Mario Andretti. Mario, how are you this evening?
Wonderful, guys. Greg, one question. If I call you the rambling freak, will you squash me like a bug?
Hey, welcome to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio, presented by Fitness RX, the men. I am Joe Piattaro, here with my still laryngitis-stricken co-host, Greg Valentino. Greg, don't strain your voice, man.
But say hi to the
boys and girls out there in Radio Land.
It's getting better, believe me, but holy Christ. I'm not even sick. I don't understand it, you know?
Yeah, you've had a tough go with that. You know, that voice, man, that's been beating the crap out of you for a few fucking weeks.
Well, you know what it is, Joe. To be honest with you, I figure you and I need to get some fucking scowl for what we're doing here. So I tried to deep throat the boss, and I guess he must have hit a laryng or something.
You know what? I think he probably hit that fucking thing hanging in the back of your throat, and you got beat up. But tonight, we were supposed to have three guests. We're going to only have two, and there's a very good reason why Miss Sid Wilder is not coming in. She's going to the fucking Emmys tonight. So
over us?
Over Greg and Joe. She chose the red carpet of the Emmys where all of Hollywood will be fucking there, and every camera in the world will be watching. So I do hope she has a good time. We'll reschedule her. She is a very, very attractive young lady, and I think she's going to have a wonderful time at the Emmys. But I think she would have had a better time with us, though, bro.
But let me tell you, let me ask you a question. Would a lot of friends from the A-Team be there?
The A-Team will probably not be there.
Okay.
But should be. And that's a glaring glaring minus on the Emmys roster without the A-Team over there. But we will have two stars
outside JT's house.
Yes. We are going to have two stars from Fuse TV's Ex-Wives of Rock. We had Bobby Jean Brown on a few weeks ago, and this evening we are going to be joined by not one but two, Charisse Neal and Athena Kotak. And we're just waiting for both of them to get on the line. We're going to get them on together, and we're going to talk a little bit. Now, me and you, obviously, we've had a lot of rock and roll, heavy metal type of guests. We've had a pretty good run with them, and it's pretty cool getting the women of these guys on too, right, bro?
Oh, I wouldn't mind getting the women, period, if you know what I mean. Yeah, it is, because what I like, though, is if they start telling you the real deal, you know, like the other side of, you know what I'm saying? We've had a few of the guys tell us how crazy some of the girls can be, but I want to hear how crazy some of these guys were. You know what I mean? The lifestyle.
The lifestyle, and maybe even how maybe the girls can tell us how crazy some of the girls were, too. That would be even better, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we know the girls were crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we want to hear, like, you know, their side of the story. That I find it personally interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, yeah. No, listen.
And one of them's Tommy Lee's sister, right?
Tommy Lee's sister, who also is a drummer, and she was married to James Kotak, who is the drummer in the Scorpions. So there's a lot of drum connection going on there. And I watched the video of her. She kicks ass on the kit, man. She's not like, oh, well, she's just, you know, she's Tommy Lee's sister, so she plays around. No, she fucking plays, man. She jams. She's good. And Charisse Neal is Vince Neal's ex-wife, the lead singer of Motley Crue. So there's a crew connection there, a drum connection there. So it's going to be pretty interesting.
You don't think she ever saw that video of her brother on the boat and, or in the car or whatever it was with Pam Anderson?
Well, as you remember, we brought that up with Bobby Jean about Tommy Lee being well endowed and honking the horn with his elongated cock. So I don't know. I mean, I guess his sister probably probably not in the same realm as Pamela Anderson was as far as, you know, it is sister, brother, and sister. Pamela was married, I believe, to Tommy at the time. So, but that's a pretty cool, a whole pretty cool thing, this Ex-Wives of Rock show. Also, you know, like I said, we had Bobby Jean on, and she was a pisser. She was cool. She was plugging her book that she wrote, too, and we had a lot of fun with her. But you know what? I'm not going to wait any longer. We have Athena on hold, and we're going to wait for Charisse to come in. But without further ado, Mike, why don't you plug Athena in with us right now? Athena Lee Kotak.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, hon? How are you, Athena?
You guys are gross.
We're gross.
I heard about the wiener and the tugboat thing.
You saw that. You know what we're talking about.
I did not see it, but let me tell you what happened. I was in Germany one time, and I was in a bar, and they were playing that video during halftime of a soccer game. And the whole bar was watching it, and I walked in, and I went, oh, my God, and I walked out.
You know why? Because Germans are freaks. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was
Germans,
like the halftime show. Like
Germans, freaks, you're Germans. Lucky that's all that they show, because they usually show shit videos. Shit porn is big in Germany.
Oh, God. You're wacky.
Yeah, Germans
are
nuts.
I couldn't believe it. It was pretty weird for a halftime show. There you go.
You know what? I got to tip my fucking proverbial cap to that whoever was running that stadium. Because that's pretty cool. I mean, listen. I know you said it didn't appeal to you, but for the average guy or even gal, especially with Tommy's fucking, you know, he's got a fucking baby's arm holding an apple down there. The place was probably going more nuts than they were when the fucking home team scored a fucking goal. So that's pretty cool.
I have no idea.
So why don't we get into a little bit Ex-Wives of Rock, Athena.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about the show. I mean, like you heard before, we had Bobby Jean on, so we all listeners have heard about it, but let's hear it from you.
Okay, well, I actually wasn't even on the show at first. It started with Bobby, Charisse, Blue, and one of Vince's other ex-wives, and something happened there. I was actually still married at the time when they started shooting the beginning of it. And I actually got divorced, filed for divorce, and they asked me if I wanted to come in, and I was kind of like, yeah, why not? I get to hang out with my friends, because it was just it kind of just happened, you know what I mean? It wasn't like it was something big in the works. They just came up to me. I had known Lorraine. And I didn't really know much about the show. She had created it with her best friend, Lisa Brucker. And they just hit me up, and I said yes. I wanted to be able to hang out with my friends, and, you know, what better timing.
Yeah, now, definitely. I mean, that...
Joe, I'm sorry. When you're with guys like these rock guys, do you ever get pissed, like, you know, like, yo, you stole my hairspray, or who used my curling iron, God damn it, or, I mean, like, you know... You're total opposite.
That went on when I was a kid, but not later. I think pretty much all that glam stuff ended when, you know, by the time I got married. But when I was a kid, shit, yeah, man, I would find my earrings missing, my eyeliner mostly, hairspray, everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, because
then I would see it on other girls, and that would piss me off.
I don't blame you. It's your shit. Like, I want somebody to house it.
Yeah, but anyway, like, we've known each other forever. We all were friends a really long time. So it's not like we were a bunch of people thrown together to do a show. We really are friends, whether there's camera or not. So I think that makes it kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got chemistry before the, you know, like you said, before the show even started. So, you know, that's pretty cool. But, you know, I got to be honest with you. Some of you guys, I've always been, you know, a fucking metalhead. I'm 47, so I grew up in high school with the whole, you know, new wave of British heavy metal and all that, and big Crew fan, obviously.
Yeah.
And I always loved the fucking, I'm a Brooklyn kid. I used to go to Lamore all the time.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there.
I'm sure you have. So seeing the girls with the fucking tight spandex pants and all of that, and looking at you guys, it just brings back fucking amazing, fantastic memories. And it's fucking, to me, it's like, wow, you can't do better than that than seeing a heavy metal chick. And you guys are heavy metal chicks. And seeing you guys partying and fucking lounging around with each other and shit, I got to be honest, it turns me the fuck on. No bullshit.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Are you guys like the mom wives? You guys fight with each other? Like, you know, I slept with Vince last week. You know, he was my boyfriend, or, you know, ex-boyfriend or any of that kind of stuff. Or, you know,
fighting. You know what? Those guys, I was kind of out of the loop on the boyfriend thing, obviously, because Tommy was my brother. I didn't hang out in the girlfriend loop at all. Mm. So we hung out in a different way. We didn't even... We kind of weren't friends in that way. Not until after, like later, after Charisse got divorced from Vince and after Bobby broke up with my brother, then we kind of started hanging out in a whole new light. But before, I was like the punk little kid sister. I didn't really get in, you know. They left me out of a lot is what I'm saying, damn it.
All right, well, no, that's good. You know what? A lot of times you don't want your little sister hanging out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know,
yeah, nobody wants the little sister hanging around, huh?
Yeah, really. I mean, especially if you're around that element, you know. Don't mind me, my voice is shot. Yeah, I got a laryngitis. But now let me ask you a question, though. Did you get along with your brother's got some had some outrageous girlfriends? I mean, did you always get along with any of them, or did you like not care for any of them? Did any of them have an attitude towards you, you know, like that kind of thing?
No, you know what? I didn't really hang around. I was always doing my own thing. I liked Heather a lot. She was most the one I was around, but other than that, I was just not around. I was always off doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't know that? I once saw an interview with your brother, and he was saying, like, you know, Guys used to come up to me and go, bro, you're married to Pam Anderson. How lucky are you? And he said, after 2 weeks, I was already sick of her shit. You know what I mean? Like, it was, the way he was saying was he's funny. I mean, it was funny, you know?
Yeah.
And you just say to yourself, I was wondering what the family thought. Like, you know, oh, she's such a nice girl. Or, oh, my God, I wish she'd get away from her. You know what I mean?
No, not at all. I had nothing against any girl he's ever been with. I just never... close, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm in the sister loop. It does. I don't get that involved in that end of it.
So because you're in the sister loop, did that kill some of you, like maybe groupie type of, you know, partying and stuff like that, or did you still, you know, make up for lost time kind of thing once you got involved in the scene?
No. I'd always been hanging around partying. I was always in my own band doing my own thing. But, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just going to be straight. He didn't allow me to hang out with his girlfriends. How's that?
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that, but fuck it. That's the truth.
Say it. Hey, what the
cool.
fuck?
Hey. But girls like you never like, see, we were the jocks in school, you know, Joe and I, bodybuilders, you know, the whole bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you girls never, you know, you never gravitated towards us kind of guys, huh? I mean, did you look like the long-haired guy and, you know?
No.
No.
Yeah, no. But me and Greg, we both had long hair when we were younger. So we weren't like one of those buzz cut, you know, fucking jockey kind of guys. We were,
you know, we were cool, man. So, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's just kind of where we were. It's not like we didn't like bodybuilders. We were just never around them. We were always around rock guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I hear you.
So it just kind of worked out that way.
So you mentioned, you know, that you were in bands, and then I'm sure you heard when we were on hold, I mentioned that you were a kick-ass drummer. And the thing that really impressed me that I read about you is that, you know, you were nominated for Best Drummer and for L.A. Music Awards, and that has nothing to do with just being a lady. That's, you know, inclusive, males and females. So that's a pretty cool accomplishment in itself, just to be nominated for that. Could you tell us
a
little bit
about
that?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I got to say so myself. I was the first girl ever nominated, so that was pretty bitchin'.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm playing in Femme Fatale right now. So we're on the 29th and the 31st, we're in Illinois. We're doing the Farm Rock.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, do you know what that is? We're playing with, like, Queensryche, Sebastian Bach, Warrant.
Nice.
We had all the people on the show.
Sebastian was on this show, and you know.
He's nuts.
Which Queensryche, though?
he's real nuts.
Yeah, Sebastian was fucking nuts, is right. Which Queensryche, Athena? Is it the Jeff Tate Queensryche or the other Queensryche?
I think it's the other one. Because I didn't see his name on there. Yeah, so it must be the other one.
That's a whole fucking screwy thing. They had a court thing, which name. They were both able to use the name, so it was confusing who was who. But
yeah, I always thought that was kind of weird, you know, just like the whole L.A. Guns thing. Like, somebody needs to use it, and somebody needs to lose it.
Yeah, definitely.
Just to keep it straight, yeah.
I hear you. We're here on Greg and Joe Extreme Radio with Athena Lee Kotak from Ex-Wives of Rock, and she's also the drummer of the metal band Femme Fatale. Where can the fans find? I know it's on Fuse. What's the day and time that the show is on now?
Season 3 airs August 31st at 8 p.m. Eastern on Slice.
Very nice. So it's starting up in a week?
Yeah, in a week.
Sunday night.
I can't
wait.
If anybody knows anything about this show or watched the first two seasons, this one's fucking out of control. It's bizarre. You won't even believe, like, the people we have on there. It's out there. It's not even us that are crazy. It's the shit we see or deal. I don't know. I can't explain it. But but if you like the first two, you're gonna freak out on this one. It's just weird. Yeah, I'm freaking out, and I haven't even seen it yet. I can't wait to see what actually goes. You know, because I'm only there for what I'm there for. I don't even see what the other girls are doing.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We're not always together, and we don't talk about what each other does. We'll see it for the first time along with you guys.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
so
really?
You guys didn't even get to see any, like, previews of it?
No, we don't see anything. Nothing.
Are you kidding me?
Really? They do that on purpose because I think they think we have big mouths.
Yeah, but they're crazy. They should show you to help you to promote it. Because I've been in movies, you know, I've done movies, everything, and we always premiere it. You know what I mean? So I kind of know what's coming out before it. You know?
Yeah. No, we don't. I haven't even seen. I think Canada even has the previews already, and I haven't even seen those.
Oh, that's fucking
wild,
man. Canada seeing it before you do over here.
Oh, but, yeah. Well, it's a Canadian production.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense then. I wasn't unaware of that. But, Athena, we're coming up on a break. I just want to give you a chance to plug any sites. I know you have, you have Twitter and a site. Anything you want to throw out there? Go ahead.
There's Facebook, Athena's party page. There's, I'm easy to find.
Yeah.
There's Femme Fatale. You can go to the band page. It has our dates listed there. And yeah, the show has a page. Show has a Twitter page, Ex-Wives of Rock. It's all there.
Cool, great. We're going to have to go to break. Thank you so much, Athena Lee Kotak, for joining Greg and myself tonight at Extreme Radio, hon. You have a great evening.
Thank you, Athena. You rock.
Okay. All right, you too. Thanks.
Good night, hon. We'll
Bye.
Be right back after this quick message, boys and girls.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jim Kelly, former Buffalo Bills quarterback and Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Joe Pitaro and Greg Valentino.
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and extreme radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit FitnessRxForMen.com today.
Hey, this is the Pasmanian Devil, Vinny Paz, your five-time world champion, and you are listening to Greg and Joe. It don't get any better.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and CEO and founder of DDP Yoga. And you're listening to my boys, Greg and Joe. And trust me, I'm going to get them doing some DDP Yoga because it ain't your mama's yoga.
Hey, everybody, this is Don Brewer from Grand Funk Railroad, and you're listening to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio.
This Junkyard Willie, and when I'm at my junkyard shining the hubcaps all day, getting all sweaty, I listen to the Greg and Joe Show on Extreme Radio.
Hey, this is Sebastian Bach, and you are listening to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio.
Oh, how the fuck are you? Max Cook here. Let me tell you something. I had a lot of fun talking to Joe and Greg. A couple of top-shelf margaritas, those two. Now, you're going to do me a favor. You're going to go to YouTube, and you're going to type in Max Cook, M-A-X-K-O-C-H, you strunts. And you're going to watch my videos, and you're going to fucking like them, or we're going to have a problem.
This is Ernie Banks. You listen to Greg and Joe. They're great guys.
What's up, guys? James Maslow here, and you're listening to Joe and Greg on Extreme Radio.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, it's Max Martini from 50 Shades of Grey, and you're listening to Greg Valentino and Joe Pietaro on Extreme Radio.
Hey, it's Artie Lang, and you're listening to Greg and Joe. Check it out.
You are listening to Extreme Radio, presented by Fitness RX for Men magazine, with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Pietaro. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpietaro@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Extreme Radio.
Yeah, welcome back, Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio, presented by Fitness RX for Men magazine. Hey, fitness fans, looking for the best behind-the-scenes look at how your favorite athletes and celebrities train? Then go to csweat.com to get your best celebrity workouts today, and stay tuned for more training tips from Eric the Trainer here at Extreme Radio, fitnessrxformen.com, and csweat.com for more. And Greg, we just finished speaking to Athena Lee Kotak from Ex-Wives of Rock, and guess what? We got Charisse Neal from
Nice.
Hi.
Of Rock joining us. Charisse, welcome to the program, sweetheart.
Thank you. What's
so,
going on over there?
We heard
just,
a lot
I
about...
I just literally walked in for work. I'm a little bit late, but, you know, girl's got to do what
forgiven.
She's got to do.
I'm looking at your
all
photograph
forgiven.
Right now, and you are more than forgiven. That's fine.
All right. If I was with you, I'd buy you a shot, but I'm not. So.
And I would down it.
Where do you work?
Where do I work? Oh, I own a company. I'm a clothes designer, so I make clothes and I sell them to the stores across the country. It's called
Wow.
Snail Design, and then I also have Pink Polka Dot, and they're both women's wear lines.
Nice.
CheriseNeilDesign.com, N-E-I-L, and Cherise is the ex-wife of Motley Crue lead singer Vince Neil. So what was that like, being married
me.
To, I'm sorry?
I said, lucky me.
Lucky you. But listen, I love Motley Crue. I've been a fan since, since day one, since the first album came out.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Neil is always, he's like the quintessential rock star. If you see, the blonde hair, long blonde hair, he's, got the rock scream. He's the guy. How was it like being married to the quintessential rock star out there?
That's not the guy I met. I met a very sweet, cultured, kind of quiet dude. And I didn't even know who he was when I met him. I met him at a pool party. And when he actually asked me out, I said no because his clothing scared me. He was wearing like snakeskin pants that were skin tight that laced up the front, and like he had cut his t-shirt down the middle, and he was wearing pointy leopard shoes, and I was dripping in gold, and I was like, this is not what I'm used to. I'm like surf chick, and I was like, no, I have to work tomorrow. He's like, how about the next day? And I couldn't think of a lie, so I said okay, and that's how I ended up going out with him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But he's very, around the house, he was just like a very quiet guy. He liked to put on his glasses and watch movies and have a beer at like 4 o'clock. It's when you brought him into Hollywood and put him on stage that he turns into that guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because
two sides to him.
You know what? You heard all the Motley Crue stories and, the groupie stories and all of the crazy stuff, and it was like, man, every fucking guy out there was jealous of those four guys, and I was definitely one of them, and it was like, oh, man, these guys are living the fucking life that we all want
to
live.
Well, yeah, I didn't, until I read The Dirt, I didn't know who I was actually married to. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was dying. I was like, oh, I would not have even given this guy my number if I had known that this is, who he was. Yeah, the boys were very smart. They had all the wives come out together, and they were on their best behavior. And then they'd send us all away together. And I think that's when they did the naughty stuff.
Right. I asked a question, Joe. Did you know, I happen to be friends with his, ironically, the guy's in jail now, but Vince had a trainer. Do you remember Craig Titus?
We had a trainer that had come to the house, but I can't remember his name. It was so long ago. He's in jail?
That's actually in jail for murder now.
He killed,
I knew him very well. I knew Craig very, very well.
I remember his name. He was a nice guy, though, who would come to the house and work us both out.
Yeah, because I know that Vince, I don't know if it was just for show or not, but you would know better. I heard, Vince was very much into working out, wasn't he? Into healthy stuff, like work.
Oh.
I mean, I know he did his partying and stuff, but, I know that Craig used to train him regularly.
He liked hot dogs and Cokes and a tuna sandwich before the show and a beer after. Yeah, and just as much as he worked out, he would also send the trainer away when he showed up at the door in the morning.
Okay.
As you can see, back in the day when I was with him, he looked his best. That's because he would work out. We would work out together, and that's kind of my lifestyle. But once he got off the road, he figured nobody was going to see him, and then he'd be, lackadaisical with his diet and with his exercise, and that's when he would gain weight.
Oh, okay, but I know he did. I mean, Craig used to talk to me about. I mean, I know that Craig used to go over his house all the time, so I figured either the guy's full of shit, or, sometimes these celebrities, they use trainers, they're like, they think by osmosis. In other words, you hire a guy, he comes over the house, and you really like to get fit. It's a nice thought, but like you just said, then when the guy leaves, he's, snorting the lines and drinking the booze and shit, and that's not good.
Yeah, no, that wasn't, the snorting the lines, that wasn't allowed in my house. Back when I was first dating him, I noticed that people were just kind of shaking his hands and giving him bindles. And then when he would get drunk enough, I would take the bindles and I would throw them away. And he'd be like, where's that stuff? And I'd be like, I don't know. You just had it. You must have lost it.
Karen, where is that? We needed that stuff.
I try to keep them on the straight and narrow. It was a really hard job.
Wow. I'm sure. Yeah.
So what was the, how is the show? I mean, you guys, you know, I've seen the clips of the show and stuff, and you guys seem like you have a really good time. I mean, like, I know you said that you're not into the partying scene, but you guys party on the show, though, right?
Well, see, I do like a cocktail or two.
Okay, good.
You know, when I go to Vegas, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to do shots and dance on tables and enjoy life. And if I go out to dinner, I'm going to have a glass of wine. And you know what I mean? That's my extent of partying. Now, Bobby's had a problem in the past, and so has Athena. So Athena abstained.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby's, you know, she's trying to, you know, get her stuff together as well. So Blue and I are really the ones that enjoy our, you know, cocktails and kind of keep the party going. Bobby and Athena tend to go home early. You know what I mean? They're trying to be good girls.
So if I ever run into you guys in Vegas, I'm going to hang with you and Blue then, so I can know it's going to be a late night then.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have a great time. You're going to come at 4. You're going to dance your ass off to some hip-hop and whatever else, some EDM. And then we're going to go request some, I don't know, old school Jane's Addiction from the DJ. And we're going to make him play it. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to do Vegas right. Come meet us whenever.
Sounds like a fucking deal, man. But
are you in Arizona?
What's that?
Who's in Arizona?
Mike, the engineer. Joe and I in New York.
Mike can take a ride.
Oh, you guys
are
both in New York. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're both in New York.
We're native New Yorkers. But you know what?
We're from Vegas. Bummer.
You never know.
We go to Vegas.
Hey, Greg, we'll go to the Olympia and we'll be in Vegas. What do you think?
Yeah, we're supposed to,
but
I'll comment about that on the air. Our boss will be listening.
Charisse, I have to ask you a question, though. When you meet guys, not just you in general, but just even the other women on the program, are they, like, intimidated? Like, how could I ever live up to a rock star?
Well, some, you know, it eventually will come out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eventually somebody will say something like that to you. And you almost forget that you even had that life. So it's always in the very back of our minds, but it seems to be in the forefront of the guys' minds that we date.
Okay, because, I mean, these guys can run trains and be in a suite with 7 girls at one time, and I'm like, how does anybody meet?
Who?
How do you beat
telling.
That?
Oh, my God, you're grossing me out right now.
I'm turning myself on. So.
The thing is, you know what it is? It's that they're celebrities.
What?
Sometimes it's hard to live up to, you know, she's going out with, like, a guy who's like a rock god. You know what I'm saying? It basically, and, you know, it's hard for other men get intimidated. They feel like they, you know, if a guy really likes you, he may feel like he can't live up to what that guy, you know. You're used to dating a rock god. You know what I'm saying? And
they say I can't provide for you the what you've had, and you know.
Right.
Yeah, I hear that.
Well, do you have a boyfriend now, or I mean, do you date any guy, or I mean, can you date a mechanic or something like that, and feel, or you know, do you feel like I'm used to this other life?
Well, I broke up with somebody in April, and it was pretty much because it was long distance, but he was a regular guy. He was a dentist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But a really good looking one with tattoos, like edgy.
Oh,
hard
wow.
to find that. Mm-hmm. I like a guy with normal job. Sorry, what?
I was saying, do you like guys with only like long hair? I mean, you know, like we were just talking to, Tommy Lee's sister, and she was saying like, you know, when she was younger, you know, the boyfriends were like, oh, where's my hair? You know, she stole the hairspray, or he stole her hairspray. He'd be wearing her earrings and all this shit. And, you know what I'm saying? Do you guys like that, only that look, or can you date a guy with, like, bald head and glasses or something?
Oh, God, no. I don't like long hairs. No, I don't like musicians. Wow. I like guys that are gainfully employed. You know, any kind of a regular job is so sexy to me.
Right.
I like normalcy. I like traditionalism. And actually, Vince is very traditional in his, you know, dating with me and wooing me. He had me tricked pretty good.
Oh, okay.
He did. He had me tricked pretty good.
That. So you weren't really, he tricked you is what you're saying.
Oh, sorry, you just cut out.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, you know what? You was probably had like any marriage that ends, it had its pluses and minuses, I'm sure. But
we had a lot of fun.
Oh, sure. I'm sure you guys traveled the world. I mean, so I'm sure there was a lot of good times as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely.
And being backstage and seeing all these rock bands playing, that must have been pretty cool, just, you know, on its own, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's still my longest relationship. It's 7 years. So lots of fun times, we were young. Vince was 25 years old when I think I married him. You think about that.
Wow.
That's a baby, right?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So now I can look back at it with my womanly eyes and say, oh, well, of course that was never going to work out. I married like a kid, and I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, you both were young, so yeah. I mean, you know what? Things happen, you know, for a reason, and you can't predict the future when you're doing something, but I'm sure at the time everything was cool, and you guys had a great time doing it. But Greg and Joe were on the air with Charisse Neal from XYs of Rock television program reality series. So we spoke to Athena a little bit about season 3 coming up in 6 days on August 31st. It kicks off. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the program and what the fans can expect in season 3 of XYs of Rock?
Well, we were blessed to get 26 episodes this year, and normally we have 14. So we had a lot of life to live on screen. And thanks to Athena and Bobby, boy, get ready for the ride. These girls, there's never a dull moment.
That's cool.
And, luckily Blue and I get taken along for the ride. And, you know, it's just our real lives. I mean, you know, we all have real problems. And I think that's what makes the show so great is that any girl can relate to us. I mean, you know who we're married to. You knew our lifestyle. But when you get down to the bottom of it, we are exactly like every other girl. You know, we have the ups and downs in our relationships. We have the same wants. We have kids. We have, you know, ex-husband problems. We have, you know, we're not perfect. So I think that's why it's fun to watch us.
Yeah, I mean, and it's always cool to have, you know, to me, the hairband, 80s metal is always going to be my favorite genre of music. And it's great to see that it's always going to be around on TV. I have, like, you know, Gene Simmons has his show, and you know, it's always cool to have things like this, like your guys' show on there, where you can bring a bunch of different bands, Warrant, you know, Motley Crue, Scorpions. You have all of these different groups with you guys involved with people from that band, so it keeps them in the headlines and everything. But Charisse, we're going on a break in about a minute or so, so I want to make sure that we get all your plugs out there. It's CharisseNealDesign.com is your website for your, you have your clothing and women's clothing and accessories, and any other Twitter, any other accounts you want to throw out there, please feel free.
Yeah, you guys can follow me at Charisse Neal on Twitter as well as Instagram.
Same thing on Instagram.
And Facebook. Yeah, I'm on Facebook too. That's where I put all the juice. I enjoy Facebook.
Cool. Charisse, Charisse, Neal, Neil. Make sure you check her out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and CharisseNealDesign.com. And, of course, on X-Wives of Rock reality series, season 3 starting August 31st. Charisse, thank you so much for joining Greg and myself tonight. This was a blast.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great night. Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you, Charisse.
We'll be right back after this quick break, guys. Hang in there.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, it's Drita from Mob Wives, and you're listening to Greg and Joe from Extreme Radio, and you know what? You better listen, or else.
Hey, this is Dan Hardy from the UFC. You're listening to Greg and Joe, Extreme Radio.
Hi, I'm Shannon Sharp, Fitness RX for Men. Bam!
Fitness RX for Men is the ultimate men's print publication, website, and extreme radio show. More than just fitness, we'll also bring you the best news in sports, entertainment, and lifestyle. Fitness RX for Men was established first as a magazine in 2003. Be sure to visit our website, www.fitnessrxformen.com, and check out our social media pages for up-to-the-minute news and tips every day. It's your ultimate prescription for the perfect body. Visit FitnessRxForMen.com today.
This here Junkyard Willie, and I'm here to tell you, put your greasy hands together for Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Ron Bumblefoot Saul, and you're listening to Joe Piattaro and Greg Valentino on Extreme Radio. Yeah!
Oh, how the fuck are you? Max Cook here. Let me tell you something. I had a lot of fun talking to Joe and Greg. Couple of top-shelf margaritas, those two. Now, you're going to do me a favor. You're going to go to YouTube, and you're going to type in Max Cook, M-A-X-K-O-C-H, you strunts. And you're going to watch my videos, and you're going to fucking like them, or we're going to have a problem.
This is Big Ange, and you're listening to Greg and Joe on Extreme Radio, and you better fucking listen.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, this is Pat Cooper, and you're listening to Greg and Joe, because everybody who has brains listens to Greg and Joe, even me.
Hey, what's up? Mario Lopez here, and we're at Gio's Brooklyn Boxing Club doing a photo shoot for Fitness RX for Men.
You are listening to Extreme Radio, presented by Fitness RX for Men magazine, with hosts Greg Valentino and Joe Piattaro. If you have a question or comment for our show today, please call 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You can also send an email to jpiattaro@advancedresearchmedia.com. Now, back to Extreme Radio.
And welcome back to Radio Extreme Radio, Greg and Joe. And thanks especially to the two ladies from Ex-Wives of Rock who just joined us, Athena in the first segment and Charisse in the second segment. Not for nothing, checking out their pitches while I was talking to them, Greg. I was definitely pinching my helmet, especially when she was talking about partying with us. But Charisse Neal and Athena Kotak, thank you so much. But we have a new sponsor in town, Nitro Cut. So let's get them... Let's get them out there and tell everybody about them. Not getting what you want from your workouts? NitroCut is a powerful four times advanced high-potency nitric oxide muscle builder combined with vitamins and advanced strength booster. NitroCut will help you maximize your workouts, start seeing results, and stop wasting your time, Gregory. NitroCut.com. And I heard also that nitric oxide boosters are good as dick pills now. So how could they work and go wrong?
Wait, you got to tell these guys for Nitro Cut that Greg Valentino wants a sample. I want a sample. I love stuff like that. You have no idea.
Bro,
I'm going to try it. I want to give it a shot.
Think about
it.
You take an NO booster, right? You get the NO booster. It fucking gives you a good workout. And then you can fucking get a bigger hard on from easier, quick, bloody, gorge cock from
listen,
it.
Listen, Joe, I'm telling you, I'm very sensitive. If I took a, to any stimulant, if I took like a Viagra, right, and I bit just a corner off of a 150 milligram, not 100, a 50 milligram Viagra tablet could last me at least four fucking sessions of sex. Because all I have to do is bite the corner off of it, and I'm fucking hard the rest of the night. I'm telling you, I'm very... So if I take nitric oxide boosters, which I have done, you know, I'm telling you that shit works. I like stuff like that, so I want to try it.
Well, we're gonna see if we can get you some. I think I can make that happen.
Where can we get this? Tell everybody where can we find this stuff?
Nitro Cut.
The website.
NitroCut.com. Make sure you go to Nitro Cut's website and order it right then and there. But Greg, I'm gonna see what I can do. Maybe I can fucking find the box that falls off the back of Nitro Cut's truck when it passes my corner.
Or maybe you can go in Brian's office and steal a box.
I don't think it's sold through the office, but we'll see what we can do. We got friends over there. Maybe we can fucking.
All right. Well, tell this guy I'm interested, and I like the way his product sounds already. I love stuff like that.
Listen.
You have no idea.
And O Booster and Cock Booster.
That's my shit.
Music to my fucking guinea ears, bro. So what else is going on there, Gregory?
Dude, I don't know about you. You got two kids. I got two kids. Time to go back to school, bro. Time to fucking go back to my kids killing me. You know, I'm getting her car. She's using my car every fucking day. We get off this radio. I gotta go get my car from her mother's house. Dude, get a day. You know, she borrows every day. And, you know, I fill it with gas. I'm going to like $30-$40 of gas a day.
Oh.
Now you know where I live. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
She did a day. Asked her, where'd you go? So what'd you do today? I went to Jones Beach. I'm like, well, my fucking car.
Jones Beach.
And she's like, yeah.
That's over here near me.
What's that?
That's by me.
Yeah, that's down by you.
Yeah.
Well, she does everything. She takes her friends. I can't leave money or my debit card or credit card. I can't leave any of that shit in the car because before you know it, she racks it up and she buys shit for her friends too.
Oh,
and you know what's funny? I'm a schmuck of a father. No matter how much you tell her not to do it, I can't stop. You know, like, you know, she's a good kid, but I'm, you know, that's the queen. You know what I mean? I can't tell the queen. I just can't say no. My other fathers would freak out and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, but that's fucking, you know, you can't have the fucking money going out the window like it's
she's
fucking.
Joe, I support everybody over here. She has annihilated me this summer. Annihilated. I fucking come back to check engine lights on the car. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Then she goes over here. She's, even when she stays in the neighborhood here, she'll blow through like fucking, now I drive a Hyundai Elantra. You know what I mean? She'll blow through a half a fucking, you know, half tank of gas. And I'm asking her, where'd you go? I didn't go nowhere. You know, she'll go park down, you know, by one of the schoolyards over here or a field or wherever she goes, you know. At least my car runs so her and her friends can hear the stereo.
The
you know
music,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, no wonder why I fucking check engine lights on and shit, you know what I mean? Because I looked, it's like, you know, the car only went 6 miles, but it's fucking got half a tank of gas on.
Now think back when we were fucking that age
and we had
to borrow our father's car. We didn't get the fucking full tank of gas. We used to fucking, who had a quarter in their pocket, who had a single, who had two singles.
Wait a minute.
We used to pull up
I
the
agree
gas
with you because
$2
we
worth of gas.
Everybody had to throw a couple dollars in when we were younger to go out. But I got to be honest with you. I used to do fucked up shit. I was 15 years old and me and my friend, the kid who died, we used to steal my father's car. He had another car. When, you know, he was at work, my mother was at work, I would take this old car he had. It didn't even have plates on it. I'd be driving around with it, you know what I mean? And I used to fucking go charge gas. He had a charge account at some Italian Nunzio fucking gas station over here. And I would charge gas, and he would fucking chase me around the house and shit. I would, so now my daughter's doing it to me. You know what I mean?
You're getting back, payback time, my friend.
Dude, it's time to go back to school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Holy
shit. Yeah, well, you gave it. You gave it. Now you're fucking taking it. Hope your ankles are warm because you're grabbing them.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. You know, and then my girlfriend just got it. You know, she started working like a couple weeks ago. She works for my friend who owns a gym. She just sits there and fucking, you know, I guess flirts with guys all day. But, you know, she got a license, bro, but you would never want her driving your car. And, you know, first of all, I can't let her drive. My daughter's got my car, so she can't drive my car. But I got to go pick her up. I use, you know, the other car that's at the house here. I got to go pick her up. Dude, I'm like her fucking limo service. I got to pick her up, drop all food for her at work. I'm like, what the fuck? You're another one. you're the one working. I got to go bring you lunch and shit. By the time I'm done, I'm fuck you. I'm better off when you don't work. It's cheaper for me. You know what I mean? You know, dude, I can't let her drive. Dude, you have no fucking clue. My girlfriend has this ADD thing where she doesn't know how to get home and stuff. Like, I used to have a friend, right? Well, I mean, he's still my friend, but my one friend, he went to high school across the street from this A&P, right? One day I'm telling him, dude, go to the A&P, pick up some shit for me, right? He goes, I don't know how to get there. I said, wait a minute. What? No, I don't know how to get there. And I said, bro, you went to Lakeland High School. It's right across the street from fucking the A&P. I know that, but you don't understand. I didn't drive, the bus driver drove. So I said, what does that have to do? You don't know how to get around. Certain people have this thing with directions. My girlfriend is one of them. My girlfriend lives with me, has been living with me for years, does not know how to get home from work to my house.
And how far is it?
5 minutes. Fucking dominant. No, I mean, hey, listen, I'll be serious. Her sister came up from Jersey to see us, right? She went down to Jersey. They drove up. They passed my road like 5 times. The sister's calling me, freaking out on the phone, telling me, you know, about my girlfriend. Ah, this idiot. You know, they're down the road. They're all the way up the street. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You don't know how to get to, you know, you live here. She has this, like, ADD thing. It's the most fucked up thing. So I'm fucked. And now that she works, even though she got her own father said to her, how did you get a fucking driver? I don't know. How they fucking gave you a driver's license?
But let me ask you one question, though. Can she find your dick?
Yeah, if I fucking throw a $20 bill down there. If I throw 50, find it even better.
Because you know what? All of that stuff can be forgiven if she takes care of the fucking little guy and fucking fingers your asshole. All that other stuff is fucking, you can live with bringing her the Chinese food at lunchtime, picking her up, dropping her off, getting lost. All of that shit's good. But, hey, bro, you remember when that chick named Lindsay called the show a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
Remember that real fucking, she was talking dirty and we were getting all fucking horny and crazy. Did you see the new article that I posted on Fitness RX for Men in the ladies section?
No.
You're going to have to check it out. Boys and girls, children of all ages, please go to fitnessrxformen.com and look under the ladies' perspective section, under the lifestyles drop-down menu, and the new story is tattoos, workout, sweat, and being on top. Dude, being on top doesn't mean like being on top, like, hey, I'm number one. No, it's being on top in fucking. We talk about fucking in this article.
Wait, so. Can I just show my 2 cents in about that? Now, I think you and I are going to differ on this, too. It's like the sandals. I don't like a chick riding me. I don't like that. I have to be on
God.
Top. You know why? I feel like a bitch. I can't explain it to you. Like, when a chick is on top of me, I feel like I'm getting pounded in the ass or something. I don't know. I just don't.
I love it, and that's the last thing I'm thinking of.
I don't like that. I like them either bent like over to get...
But, bro, you don't like
ass in the air.
Your face is like a fucking pendulum?
Dude, ass in the air or legs over her head. That's the way it goes. You know what I mean? On my shoulders, and I'm, no way. I don't like, I have a thing about that. It's almost like a fucking, I don't know why. I'm weird about that. I don't like a chick rider. My girlfriend will tell you, I don't like her sitting on me. And you know what else, too? Like, if you're holding her hand, I'll get her on a fucking, I wish you would get on the phone here. If you're holding hands like with your wife, right, and if she, like, is in a grocery store or something, you guys all in, and she sees something, kind of, oh, here, wait, let me get this. She kind of steps in front of you and pulls you with the hand. No way. I freak. I tell her, don't walk next to me or a little bit behind. Not in a masculine, macho bullshit way. But I used to work in a club and shit years ago, and I used to, you know, there were strippers and all that shit, and I used to see the pathetic tricks. And the girls would be pulling them by the hand, like, come on, and, you know, bringing them into the back home. And I used to go, look at that fucking dude, man.
Guy's a fucking, he's going to walk out of there with fucking 50 cents left. And a bag full of cum still. And not even drunk. She said to be drinking everything.
I hate it. I watched these chicks work, and that's another thing. The guy would sit there, and the chick would sit on his lap, and do a lap dance. Dude, no way. I'll never get a lap dance. Never. Never. To me, that's for schmucks. I can't do it.
I have no desire.
My friend will do it.
Fuck that, bro. It's a waste of fucking money, and it's just a fucking cock tease. It's a,
dude, my friend will do that shit. That's disgusting. I feel like you're a... Dude, Bob Bonner, you're going to see him get a fucking lap dance. It's the funniest fucking thing. Dude, the chick... You know, listen, I had two friends. One was Bob Bonner. I don't want to tell you that one. We're all sitting there, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like shaking my head because I'm watching these guys get the lap dance, right? And the one chick that's sitting on Bob's lap, like, you know, like riding him and everything, turns to the other chick who's like, sitting, you know, riding my other friend next to her. Mm-hmm. And she starts talking to her. And Bob goes to her, hey, I just paid you. Your attention's supposed to be on me. Make believe I'm the man. You know, I was like, holy shit, dude. It doesn't get worse than that.
Yeah, I know. But at least Bob spoke up. I mean, he was fucking in the right, bro. You know, it's his fucking dime. She can't sit there talking about fucking days of our lives with her cunt friend.
But you don't understand how I am, though. You got to know me. I could never, first of all, paying for sex, I can't do that, bro.
It's a waste.
I hand in my man card when I do that shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'd rather fucking yank
it. I feel like I'm a pussy.
Yeah,
it's gay. You know?
That's totally gay.
I feel like I'm a pussy if I do that.
Oh, man, me too. Dude, we're going to be fucking running out of time. We got like 20 seconds left. I just want to let everybody know, 1 week from tonight is the holiday weekend, Labor Day weekend, so we will not be having a live show. You will be hearing this show again. So if you're listening to this on Labor Day, you won't be hearing it the week after that because we're coming back with a fresh show on September 8th. But on September 1st, you will be hearing a replay of this show with Ex-Wives of Rock. And me and Greg talking about Bob Bonham getting a lap dance and getting pissed because the bitch was talking to the other bitch. But, Greg, this is going to do it for us tonight. I had a good time tonight. What about you, dude?
Yeah, it was good, dude.
It was fun,
good.
Yeah. Anytime we
I
can talk.
I keep going off about this lap dance stuff.
Oh, lap dance. Yeah, we will definitely have to continue this in 2 weeks. But whenever you can talk to two chicks that were married to heavy metal guys and looked away, those two young ladies, Athena and Charisse, do, it's always a good night. For Greg Valentino, this is Joe Piotaro. Check us out, fitnessrxformen.com, each and every day. And right here on Mondays, 8 to 9 on Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Take it easy, guys.
Thank you for listening this week. Greg and Joe will be back next Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel with another edition of Extreme Radio. Now, go home and get your shine box.